Well, a month from now, the Olympics will be underway in Brazil, and Rio's mayor said this week that the city will be ready, but he also cautioned that visitors should moderate their expectations. Mike Pesca is here now, sports analyst. He hosts the daily podcast, The Gist, at Slate.com, and he's with us now. Mike, I want to play you what Saturday Night Live did recently with Rio readiness. They had Colin Jost, the newscaster, and then Maya Rudolph came on as the Brazilian president, Dilma Rousseff.
Now, hold on. Are you concerned with everything that's going on in Brazil? Do you think you're prepared for Rio to host the Olympics in just 2 months?
Nah. But we only have one or two things left to do, such as take 1 million poo-poos out of the river and build all the buildings.
Wait, hold on.
Okay, build all the buildings. Now, it's a joke, but how ready are they, Mike?
They don't seem that ready. And that reference to the river, that was probably more about Guanabara Bay, where they'll have the sailing events. And it's heavily polluted. It possibly will be dangerously polluted. The pollution levels change depending on the water currents. And scientists say that there are things in the water that just shouldn't be there. So that's about where the athletes will go. And when you think about the infrastructure, they're still building the subway that should connect the hotels to the venues and the athletes' village. And there's tons of construction still going on. Some of this happens, it seems, with every game. But I do have to say that it seems that Rio right now is much, much further behind and almost dangerously so than any Olympics I've ever seen.
Well, and when you say this happens each time to a certain degree, you know, Sochi, they said they're not going to have any snow. And in Beijing, they said they're not going to be ready. And at London, you didn't hear it quite as much. But certainly in Athens back in 2004, there were a lot of questions about whether they would be ready, but they end up being pretty much ready. Do you think that it will actually be different this time, that by the time the Olympics roll around, there are going to be significant things that are not done?
Well, a lot of those reports actually aren't overblown. I mean, the Sochi Olympics, there were huge problems with many hotel rooms in the athletes' village. No one died because of it. And with Rio, especially with the crime situation there, it does seem a little more dangerous. The other thing I would point to is Brazil, the whole country of Brazil, hosted the 2014 Soccer World Cup. And there were deaths there. I mean, we tend to forget it because they were a little bit away from the games, but there was a collapse of an overpass and people died. And this was directly because of rushing to get things ready for the games. So I don't see, given the precedence of other countries, given the precedence of Brazil, how people don't think there are going to be at least some bad things happen. I think the question is how bad and who will they affect?
So are we asking too much of these cities then to prepare for these big Olympic games if it's so difficult for them to get ready?
Well, I think some cities know, like London, but then you have the problem of, do you only give international sporting venues to, you know, what used to be called first world countries, countries that could snap a finger and have the infrastructure ready to go? You know, when Rio got the games, Brazil is a developing country, but it really was developing and was on a good trajectory. The economy shrunk by about 4% last year. It is backsliding in a serious way. They can't pay their police. A policeman was at the airport with a sign saying, "Welcome to hell," greeting reporters who were there for the games. And then you have the question of, so do you only give it to the first world countries? But by giving it to Brazil, are you doing them a favor or are you giving them a curse? These Olympics will cost $20 billion. They'll make about $5 billion. How is that helping a horrible economy? They're saying it puts them on the map. To some extent, I think it's taking them off the map.
So is it better then to just have the Olympics in, you know, London, Los Angeles, Tokyo, cities that have hosted it before that can do it and it's not that big of a deal comparatively for them to put on these games?
I think not. I think that if they are the World Games and the World Olympics, you should spread them throughout the world and have different countries have the opportunity to host. I know South Africa is proud of how it hosted its World Cup. But I do think that the countries that actually bid for it, we're in this cycle where it's such a white elephant that only a certain kind of country will bid. Sometimes an autocrat who wants to burnish his credentials. Sometimes a country where they don't have to react to the will of the people. So it's really up to the international organizing committees to pick better and to not saddle anyone who raises their hand saying, "We'll take the Olympics," to not saddle them with this massive amount of debt.
So best case scenario and worst case scenario for the Rio Games, Mike Pesca.
I mean, best case is there are some mishaps and it's not calamitous. And we remember Phelps winning medals and Simone Biles setting records and sporting events. And we get out of there and the country of Brazil that we leave behind somehow rebounds. And I don't want to think about the worst case scenario. Really bad things could happen.
Mike Pesca here now, sports analyst who hosts the daily podcast The Gist at Slate.com. Mike, thanks.
You're welcome.